Across the ocean, another artist, Egyptian graffiti artist Bahia Shahab, was putting her art and her personal safety on the line. This was during the massive Cairo demonstrations against the Mubarak regime, and Bahia was looking for a way to add her own voice to those protests. So she began spraying graffiti on the walls of buildings. Not a big complicated design, just one simple word in Arabic. No. No to military rule. No to emergency law. No to burning books. No to killing. Bahia's art became a rallying cry during that revolution. And she stopped by our studio recently to talk with Charles Monroe Kane.
So, you know, take me back. It was 2011. Egypt's in the midst of a revolution. You choose to do graffiti. Why graffiti over, say, I don't know, protesting in the streets?
Because I've always been a very quiet person, and I can't scream. And even though everybody was demonstrating, I found the best way I can participate is by spraying stencils on the street. So,
now, before we move on, because I was trying to picture this, is how did you do it?
So you just select a design and then cut it out on a piece of cardboard. And you spray it with a spray can. And the best time to spray, actually, is during demonstrations because there's so much going on that nobody notices what you're doing. That or 4 in the morning. So 4 in the morning is a very good time to spray, too.
I have a question about 4 in the morning because when you were out at 4 a.m. and you had been caught with the spray paint and stencils, what would have happened to you?
I've had friends who were detained. You would obviously be detained and they would charge you. And then based on your luck and how much money you have, you can get released. But in my case, as a woman, we could face even worse treatment. So it's really, it depends on your luck. It can vary from being caught in jail to being raped and killed. So, and everything in between. So
how do you justify for yourself at that moment to make that worth it?
I have 2 daughters. So I want to leave them with a better country.
But there must have been a time when it was your first time. So the revolution's starting to happen, or things are really happening, and you decided, okay, I'm going out, I'm going to do this. What was it like the first time you put that paint on the wall?
Oh, it was amazing. It was really liberating, because the first stencil I sprayed was no to military rule. So it was really very liberating because it was like, I can finally scream now. This is my own way of voicing my opinion.
I'm curious about your choice. I know there are a lot of words in what you did, but the main word is no. Why no?
So because it's a project that started in 2010. I was invited to participate in an exhibition commemorating 100 years of Islamic art in Europe, and the curator's only condition was to create an artwork using the Arabic language. And to me, as a woman living in the world in 2010, I only had one thing I wanted to say, and it was no. And in Arabic, to confirm the no, we say no and 1,000 times no. So I started looking for 1,000 different no's on everything ever produced under Islamic or Arab patronage in the past 1,400 years. And this was the artwork. So it was a book documenting the evolution of the word no in Arabic.
So then, as the revolution starts to happen, you have all these no's available to stencil.
Like ammunition. Yeah, these were my bullets. So every time I wanted to say no to something, I would take a form and add a message to it and spray it on the street.
So you have these stencils, you're going around with spray paint, you're adding the words underneath or above that go along with them. Then what happens next?
They get erased very quickly.
or changed or altered or tagged over as well, right?
Yes, yes. There was a really interesting conversation going on the walls of Cairo during the revolution. So you would spray something, another artist would come and add to the comment, or I would tag other people's walls who don't have words but have nice drawings. So I would add my nose to their paintings. So it was a really very interesting conversation.
I want to ask about one of your stencils, and it was the one with I don't know what to call it other than the no with the blue bra.
Yes, it's the blue stencil. It's a very famous incident at a point. Demonstrators were on the street, and this young woman, she was one of the demonstrators, and she was caught by the military, and they were beating her up. And this is all on video. And when they were pulling her, they stripped open her abaya and revealed her blue bra. And we never saw her face, but she became famous as the blue bra protester because of that incident. But the brutality of the soldiers who were pulling her and stepping on her. Because of that incident, there were mass rallies by women activists on the street. So I just commemorated that by simplifying the blue bra and spraying it on the street to remind people of what happened.
I'm curious, and this isn't meant as a criticism, but when I'm thinking about your nose, I was thinking of a story when Yoko Ono met John Lennon. Do you know the story? And she had an art exhibit, and there was a big, huge ladder, and on top of the ladder was a little piece of paper, a magnifying glass. He climbs up the ladder and looks at it, waiting for some artist symbol of something negative. And instead, it said yes, in real small letters, the magnifying glass. You didn't know, which I respect. Why not yes?
Because I really have a lot of things to say no to. Now I found myself going back to the no again. So last year I started spraying the no in every city I visit around the world because I can no longer spray in Cairo. So I sprayed in Freiburg in Germany and in New Orleans. I've also sprayed in Vancouver and in New York. And so I will be spraying the no again because this is where we're back to. This is what we're back to.
And how does that make you feel?
I think now at least I can express myself. The geography is no longer relevant because I have cyberspace. So if I don't have access to my city, there are many other welcoming cities where I can still share how I feel and what I think.
Is the no for your people or is it for everybody?
I think now it has become, especially when I went to Germany, it was after the extremist reactions that was last year. So I think it's more of a human message. So no, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, humanity is still not getting these basic concepts like no to war and no to blood and no to killing and no to, as basic as they might sound, we're still not getting it. So I will still be spraying the no for a while.
Bahia Shahab is an artist and a historian of Islamic art. She talked with Charles Monroe Kane.